I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got an update today on American pastor Andrew Brunson under house arrest in Turkey. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
A Turkish court rejected his appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. And while there's still other courts that are going to weigh in on this, it just reinforces how sticky this situation has been.
Brunson's case is now a political game of chicken. The U.S. wants Brunson's release, and Turkey wants the U.S. to hand over an alleged coup conspirator. Pray that Andrew Brunson's faith remains strong. Next, millions of Muslim men and women will gather Sunday for the Hajj. It's an annual pilgrimage to Mecca as Muslims seek Allah's favor. But Frontier USA's Perry LaHaye says men and women on the Hajj are instead coming to faith in Jesus. For example, when Adila went on the Hajj and walked around the cobblestone, she saw a vision of Jesus. Afterwards, she read the Bible and immediately chose to follow Christ. LaHaye says the Hajj is a prayer opportunity for Christians.
Pray that as Muslims complete the Hajj this year, that they would have dreams and visions of Jesus.
God is at work in the Muslim world. Find out more at our website. And Eric Berkland says the China partner team traveling in October is smaller than most teams. Why?
Over the last several months, there has been some new regulations that have been passed down by the communist regime. And so we want to be careful not to overstep our bounds.
Those new regulations focus on the underground church, while China Partner works with the registered church. Pray that China Partner has the wisdom and patience they'll need for their trip. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.